Ladies and gentlemen, the Philip Morris Playhouse on Broadway. Tonight, the Philip Morris Playhouse on Broadway presents the Philip Morris Intercollegiate Acting Competition. Tonight's vehicle, Princess O'Rourke, starring June Allison, and presenting college star number 14, Robert Culp of the University of Washington. Remember this, if you inhale, you're better off with a milder, less irritating cigarette. And Philip Morris is the one cigarette, proved definitely milder, proved definitely less irritating than any other leading brand, proved conclusively by outstanding nose and throat specialists. No other cigarette can make that statement. Yes, you'll be glad tomorrow you smoke Philip Morris today. And our producer-director of the Philip Morris Playhouse on Broadway, Charles Martin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. 3 more weeks to go for the grand finals of the exciting Philip Morris Intercollegiate Acting Competition. And tonight, lovely June Allison stars in Princess O'Rourke. Her co-star, here is Robert Culp of the University of Washington.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight I shall play the part of Eddie O'Rourke.
Mr. Robert Culp, the judges of our competition will be ANTA, the American National Theater and Academy. The ANTA representatives, headed by Christian Westerlund, are seated in our audience. At the end of tonight's performance, you will be given a rating based upon your performance. If you receive a higher rating than the current high of 92, scored by Tippi Stringer of the University of Maryland, you will be on your way towards the $2,000 grand prize play on February 17th. My best wishes to you, and on with the show.
Princess O'Rourke begins in New York City, in a tower suite of a fashionable New York hotel. A royal princess visiting New York with her uncle.
Is the Grand Duke there? This is Mrs. Snapney of the Secret Service. I have a package for Her Highness.
Oh, yes, Mr. Snapney. Ah, it's Her Highness's hat. I will take it right to Her Highness's room. Maria, may I come in?
Yes, Uncle.
Your hat has just arrived.
Thank you, Uncle. Put it on the chair.
It's a very nice hat. You can wear it at the dog show.
No, I don't want to go to the dog show, Uncle.
But how would you like to go to a motion picture? We will clear the theater just for you.
I don't think so, Uncle.
How about the horseback ride in Central Park? We will clear the park.
No, thank you.
Well, a drive in the car? We'll rope off the street for 2 blocks.
No, I'd rather stay here and read. As long as I'm a prisoner, I might as well accept the situation as best I can.
Excuse me, Your Highness. The Count of San Gorm is here.
Oh, I don't want to see him. Why do you permit him to come here?
He's very eligible.
He is also 5 feet tall and 46 years of age.
A very marriageable age and a very eligible height, especially with his royal blood. Show him in.
The Count de Chandon.
Your Royal Highness.
Oh, good afternoon.
And I hope you're in rosy health, sir. I couldn't be better. And you? I feel terrific. Terrific. I was in the neighborhood and I thought Your Highness might like to take in the opening night of a play on Broadway. I bought out the whole orchestra. Just you and me opening night.
Oh, no, thank you.
But how about a horseback ride in Central Park? We'll rope off the park.
I'm afraid not.
A drive in my car. Indoors, all the way. I have rented the rock for the garage.
Well, It's very kind of you, but...
Yeah, that's good for headaches. I use it all the time.
No. No, this will pass away soon. Will you forgive me?
Of course, Your Highness. Good day. And good day to you, my dear Duke.
Good day.
I hope for Your Highness's early recovery. If you don't like Hobart, try rock and ride.
You know, I can't understand why you don't like him. He comes from a very good family. After all, you're going to have to start thinking of getting married. Who is left? Peter of Yugoslavia is married. Leopold of Belgium is married. And Harry Truman has no son.
Then I'll be an old maid.
What? How dare you? Our family is in exile. The royal line must go on. And you must have it done.
I'll do what I can at the proper time. But I cannot marry the Count.
You are speaking like a commoner. Remember, you are a royal princess, Maria.
Then you think the princess must have no feelings. I want to fall in love like any other girl. I want to marry a man, not a title.
Oh, Maria, you are out of sorts. Why don't you take a little vacation? You were invited to Ambassador Harrison's ranch in California.
I think I will go to Ambassador Harrison's ranch. But I insist upon going alone, under another name. No secret service name.
All right, I will make all the arrangements, Maria. You will go by plane. You will be all alone. The Harrisons will meet you at the airport.
The steward says, did you call Miss? Oh, yes, I did. I just can't sleep. May I have a sleeping pill?
Why, certainly. Here's some water.
Oh, thank you. Maybe I'd better take two.
Oh, all right. Good night. Happy dreams.
Oh, good night. I certainly hope so. Two sleeping pills and I still can't sleep. Julius!
Yes, miss?
Did you call?
Oh, yes.
Who are you?
My name is Eddie O'Rourke. I'm the pilot. Is there anything I can do for you?
Well, yes, there is. I don't seem to be able to sleep.
Oh, well, why don't you take a sleeping pill?
No, I don't think a sleeping pill will work.
It's just small. It'll work all right. Here, you better take two. They're pretty mild.
Two?
Well, certainly.
All right.
Don't chew them now. Just swallow them.
Mm.
Yes. Do you want any water?
Why?
Sleep already? Holy smoke, that works fast. Well, happy dreams. Pilot O'Rourke, Flight 5, calling LaGuardia Field. We've developed a little engine trouble. Our turning back to New York should be landing in 20 minutes.
All passengers out, LaGuardia Airport.
Watch yourselves getting out, everybody. Watch yourselves getting out.
Come on, miss. Wake up.
Miss. Captain. Captain, I can't wake up Lois Six.
What do you mean?
This girl. She's out like a lion.
Wait just a moment. I'll wake her up. Oh, lady. Lady, we landed. We're back in New York. Lady.
See what I mean?
Maybe I ought to yell fire.
That wouldn't help. Dave.
Now, what's up?
I can't wake up this young girl.
I can't understand it.
I only gave her two sleeping pills.
You gave her two? I gave her two. That's four.
Four?
What are you two trying to do to our passengers?
Well, let's not argue, pal. Let's get a dress.
We'll talk. Odd man dresses her.
I'll dress her, boy.
That's right, Dave. You go home to your wife. I'm the only single one on this plane.
Well, both of you wait outside. I'll let you know when I've got her dressed.
Wait a minute. What do we do with her after we dress her?
Well, take her to a hospital. Take her to the police station.
Well, we can't do that. She'll get all fouled up in red tape.
Well, what do you want
to
do?
Well, take her over to my place. I'll stay over at your place, and your wife can stay with her in my room.
Okay. First night home in 2 weeks. And I got to spend it with you.
Dressed, miss?
Yes, I am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Remember me?
Aren't you the pilot of the plane?
That's right. Eddie O'Rourke.
Yes. You gave me a sleeping pill.
I gave you two. I didn't know you'd taken two before that. My apologies.
Oh, it wasn't your fault. Don't apologize.
Well, I'm glad you're not ready to throw that lamp at me.
I wouldn't throw anything as nice as that.
It used to be my mother.
Oh? Is this your apartment?
That's right.
And the young lady who stayed here last night with
me. My pal's wife, Jean. She's on her way over with her husband, Dave. By the way, where did you learn to speak French?
Was I speaking French in my sleep?
When we carried you over here, you were mumbling in French.
Oh.
Have you traveled a lot in Europe?
I was born there. I only came to this country recently.
Well, then let me change the question. Where did you learn to speak English?
Well, I had a very good education. My family insisted I study languages.
I see. And where's your family now?
Now? Oh, well, they're still in Europe.
Refugees, eh?
Yes, they're in London now.
I guess they lost everything.
Oh, well, they lost a great deal.
Oh, that must be Jean and Dave.
Oh, hiya.
Good morning. Good morning. How do you feel?
Oh, much better.
I say, why were you going to San Francisco, miss?
There was a kind old lady, and she took an interest in me, and she got me a job with her granddaughter in San Francisco as an upstairs maid.
Upstairs maid? What's that?
Don't show your ignorance, Eddie. That's a maid who's not afraid of high places.
Well, as long as you have only one night in town, let's really show her the sight. Would you like to see Grant's tomb?
I've seen Grant's tomb.
That's funny, I haven't. What's it like?
Oh, so it's very, very impressive.
Then we'll take her to Coney Island.
Coney Island? I've never been there.
Oh, don't worry about the money. Well, I can afford it.
Well, all right, on one condition. That you do the same things you do when you take out an ordinary girl.
Huh?
I mean any girl. Just go to the same places and act the same as you do with any other girl.
You'll be sorry you said that.
Come on, let's go.
When I've had a better time.
What are you crying about?
Well, I'm not crying. It's the wind, I suppose, from the roller coaster.
Dave and Jean went through the tunnel of love again. Been married 10 years and still spooning.
Mm. They're wonderful people.
Did you really have a lot of fun?
Oh, more fun than I've ever, ever had before.
I hope when you're in San Francisco, you'll write to me. You know I'll write back.
Would you?
Of course I will. You may think I'm crazy just knowing you in such a short time, but...
Well, take Dave and Jean. They only knew each other a few days, and they got married.
Married?
Well, I'm not saying anything like that.
But what's wrong with marriage?
Oh, well, I mean, you don't know me, but I'm conservative, I don't drink, and I've got $800 in the bank, and... I'd like to get you a little apartment.
Please. Please don't go on.
Oh, I mean, I'd like to marry you. Why don't you say something?
I can't.
Is it on account of your parents?
In a way.
Oh, I can support your parents.
Oh, Eddie.
Oh, now, honey.
Thank you for asking me to marry you. I'll remember it all the rest of my life.
Now, look here. I don't know what's going on in that little head of yours. But I'm being very sincere. I wish I could hold you in my arms and just tell you you're going to marry me. Scream it at you. You're going to marry me, go on, say it. Say it, don't you want to?
Oh, I do want to marry you, Eddie.
Oh, you'll never be sorry, darling. Call me the first thing in the morning, the minute you get up. I'll be waiting at, say, about 10 o'clock.
All right, Eddie. I'll call you, say, about 10 o'clock.
Hello?
Hello. Eddie, this is Mary.
Mary, how are you? Darling, I thought you weren't going to call me till tomorrow. Dave's here with me, and I told him we're getting married, and I'm going down to pick out a ring for you, darling.
Oh, listen to me, Eddie. I can't talk to any line. There isn't much time. But I've got to tell you something. I can't see you again.
What's that? You promised that you'd marry me.
I only promised that you'd let me go.
You mean it was all an act?
Oh, no, no, Eddie. You took pity on me because I'm a homeless refugee and I have to be an upstairs maid, but don't forget about me. I want you to know I'll always remember you asking me to marry you. It's the nicest memory I'll ever have. Goodbye, Eddie. Please don't try to find me.
Wait a minute. Mary. Mary.
What's the matter?
He's never going to see me again.
What?
That's right. It was just one of those Coney Island nights.
You felt kind of hard for that girl, didn't you?
Hard? I caved in like a ton of brick.
Too bad.
And I was on the level with it, too.
Well, don't be bitter. Get home. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, hello, Jean.
I had to come over. I've got something to tell Eddie.
Jean, Eddie's upset. Mary just called. She called all bets off. They're not getting married after all.
I think I know why.
Why?
I found out from one of the boys at the ticket office at the airline that her plane ticket wasn't paid for by a woman, but by a man. A middle-aged man. A cab driver took him back to the St. Charles Hotel. That's where she lives, too. With him. And the apartment's registered in his name.
So that's how it is. I'm sorry, Eddie. You've been taken for a sleigh ride.
Well, so I'm a sap. At least I give her credit. She wouldn't marry me. Well, what did you expect? A poor homeless refugee?
I don't know who I feel more sorry for. Her or me?
You are listening, ladies and gentlemen, to the Philip Morris Playhouse on Broadway, bringing you Princess O'Rourke starring June Allison, who appears by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of Lone Star, starring Clark Gable, Ava Gardner, and Broderick Crawford. And tonight, you are hearing the Philip Morris Intercollegiate Acting Competition, co-starring Robert Culp of the University of Washington in Seattle. And this is your Philip Morris host, Charles Martin. Now, before Act Two, I'd like you to meet a man with some very important facts about Philip Morris cigarettes, Joe King.
You know, friends, if ever a cigarette were made to order for today's hectic living, it's Philip Morris. Almost all of us are living at a faster pace these days than ever before. And that's why when you take time out to relax, it's so important to make every moment count as much as possible. And for your moments of relaxation, you should know the good part a good cigarette can play. When you're tired and tense and you sit back to enjoy a cigarette, you want that cigarette to give you in fullest measure all the delightful smoking pleasure you have a right to expect and receive. And Philip Morris gives you more of what you want most from a cigarette. That's because Philip Morris is made by a special and different method which distinguishes it from all other leading brands. It offers you all the fine enjoyment of smoking, the full rich flavor, the good taste, the mellow fragrance of the finest tobaccos. And with this added smoking pleasure, you have the comforting assurance that Philip Morris is far less irritating than any other brand. So for your precious moments of relaxation, smoke the cigarette of greater enjoyment. Make your next call a call for Philip Morris, America's finest, America's most enjoyable cigarette. Now back to the Philip Morris Playhouse on Broadway, starring June Allison, and presenting the Philip Morris Intercollegiate Acting Competition, introducing for the first time on the air, Mr. Robert Culp of the University of Washington, playing Eddie O'Rourke in Princess O'Rourke.
Hello. Hello, this is the Duke of Montefiore. Keep those 50 Secret Service men on the job. All right.
Hello, Uncle.
What? Maria, where have you been?
Well, the plane turned around and came back to LaGuardia.
Where did you spend the night?
In the ladies' lounge at the airport.
So? You know, I have just been thinking something over. In view of the disturbed world conditions, what would you think of marrying an American boy?
An American boy?
Yes, sometimes I think maybe it might be a good idea, politically.
Why, that's just what I was thinking, Uncle.
And how does the name Edward O'Rourke sound to you?
Oh, that sounds like a what? Uncle, Where did you get that name?
Don't you think our Secret Service men were on to you?
You had me followed.
That's right. Do you love him?
Yes, I think I do.
All right, invite him over. I will have Mr. Washburn come from Washington to meet him. You know, Maria, we have looked him up. He is one of 9 boys, and his father is one of 11 boys. The odds are on our side. Think of that, penniless but honest.
Oh, but he isn't penniless. Do you know that he has $800 in the bank?
As much as that?
Oh, yes. Then I'll call him right now, and I'll have him come here with his friends. Oh, I want you to meet them just the way they are. Uncle, this is Eddie O'Rourke, and these are his friends, Dave and Jean.
Pleased to know you. The pleasure is all mine, likewise.
Nice joint you got here.
Eddie's asked me to marry him.
Any objections?
No.
I guess this is a surprise to you. It's a good thing you're her uncle. I had another impression.
Young man, did you know you had the honor to be engaged to Princess Maria of Montefiore?
What? A princess?
Hey, is this a rib?
No. No, Liz. This is Her Royal Highness Princess Maria.
Princess? A real princess?
A real princess.
Are you disappointed, Eddie?
Am I disappointed? I need some water.
Oh.
He fainted.
Oh, Eddie.
I don't blame him. When he comes to, tell him he is due at the White House tomorrow.
Oh, Eddie, will somebody give him some water?
Here you are.
Where am I? You're all right, Eddie. It's all right. You're going to be a prince.
Prince. Air prince. Air prince.
Airline pilot to marry Princess Maria of Montefiore. Her Royal Highness announces her engagement to young American pilot. We'll be guests of the president today.
Follow me, Eddie. Now, this is the president's study, the Oval Room, next to Eddie's his bedroom.
Is he here now?
Oh, no, he's in his office. He won't be home until late. Now, this is called Lincoln's Room. You know that this is Abraham Lincoln's bed? The Emancipation Proclamation was signed here.
That's pretty displayed.
Happy, darling?
Very happy.
Sure nothing's changed?
Same?
Since 2 days ago.
No, it hasn't, Mary. I mean, Maria.
When we're alone, don't you ever call me Maria. Oh, kiss me, darling.
Sweetheart.
Yes?
It's Uncle Maria.
Yes, Uncle.
Well, I have brought Mr. Washburn of the State Department with me.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. How do you do?
How do you do?
Mr. York, as soon as concert, you will need certain instructions,
I should say.
Now, these are the premarital agreements between you and Her Highness. You are to give up all rights to the physical possession of your children. You understand that?
Not exactly. What it actually means is the manner of their education. That is left to the royal family.
Well, don't worry about that, Eddie.
Okay.
The next is merely your giving up your American citizenship.
What's that?
You give up your American citizenship.
Why?
It is customary in our family.
Well, it's not customary in my family.
Your family?
Yes, I've got a family. I didn't grow in a bush.
I don't like the tone of your voice, young man. You will apologize immediately.
Uncle, please.
And what if I don't apologize?
There will be no marriage.
Uncle.
I was just coming to that. Listen, I'm not giving up any American citizenship, and I didn't ask any highness to get married. I asked a girl who I thought was a homeless refugee who was getting a job as an upstairs maid.
Oh, Eddie.
Hear me through, Mary. I couldn't take an allowance from my wife, and I couldn't ask her permission to leave the room like they say I have to. I wasn't raised that way, but even that's not important. I'm asking you, Mary, to give up your throne, everything, and marry me if you love me.
Oh, Eddie.
Don't you dignify him with an answer, Maria.
Please, Uncle.
Your uncle can't do anything when we're married, Mary. We'll have a lot of fun when we're married. If we love each other.
Maria, your family goes back 1,200 years.
That's overrated, Mary. Mine goes back to Adam and Eve.
Your
child will be Alfred the Eighth.
Well, ours will be Eddie the First.
Maria.
Mary.
Now, don't you say one word to him.
Aren't you even allowed to talk, Mary?
Oh, Eddie. Eddie.
Maria, go to your room. Remember who you are. You are a royal princess. Go to your room.
Yes, I do.
Royal princess, you're nothing but a slave.
And as for you, Edward O'Rourke, get out.
Goodbye, Mr. Washburn. Thanks for everything.
Goodbye, Mr. O'Rourke.
That's what I am, a slave. Lincoln freed the slaves, but he didn't free me. This is his bed. It's a wonder he doesn't come right into this room. Lincoln?
Oh, it's not Lincoln, it's Eddie.
Oh, poor Eddie. Will you marry a refugee?
Will I?
Will you marry me tonight when Uncle gets to sleep? If he's awake, he'll die at the brand new war.
Will I? I'll get Mr. Washburn and he'll wake up a judge somewhere.
Oh, Eddie, Eddie.
Hey, here now there. Let's hurry up this ceremony. My feet are cold.
Please, would you mind lowering your voice, Judge? Everybody's asleep in the White House.
Oh, Humbert, where's the marriage license?
Right here.
Well, Mr. Washburn, you and the housekeeper are witnesses. That's all we need. Have you got the ring, Mr. O'Rourke?
Right here. But just a minute.
I'd like to give you this engagement ring first, Mary. The diamond's small, but my love for you isn't.
Oh, it's a beautiful diamond.
Oh, here now, Humbug. You can make love afterwards. My feet are cold. Now, let's go. Do you take this man to be your lawful wedded husband?
Oh, yes, I do.
Do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
I do.
And by the power invested in me, I pronounce you man and wife. Put the ring on her and get me my shoes.
Yes. Is that all? I don't think this is legal.
Young man, I am a Supreme Court judge. If I can't make a marriage legal, everybody in America is ipso facto. Now, will you get out of here?
Oh, come on, dear.
It was wonderful of them to do that, but I'm worried.
Why, Eddie?
Well, I know the Supreme Court judge can't get into any trouble, but they can't fire him or Mr. Washburn. But that guard who was watching, the one I bumped into, I think I'd get into trouble.
That wasn't any guard you bumped into. That was the president.
The president? Holy mackerel. I tipped him a buck and he took it.
Before I give you the score of our judges, here's Joe King with a few facts well worth remembering.
Remember this. The less irritating your cigarette, the more pleasure you get. And because Philip Morris is proved definitely less irritating, there's more smoking pleasure in Philip Morris than in any other leading brand. Remember, Philip Morris superiority is recognized by eminent medical authorities. So try Philip Morris and see what a difference it makes. What a pleasure it is to smoke America's finest cigarette. And now, Charles Martin.
Mr. Cope, our judges' answer have scored your performance as 94. Are you excited? Give me a hand, Mr. Martin. And for your wonderful performance tonight, Philip Morris has asked me to present you with this check for $250.
Thanks, Mr. Martin, for your help, and my thanks to Philip Morris for that generosity.
You're very welcome indeed, Mr. Culp. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, a drink at the corny of the University of Oklahoma comes to the Playhouse. Her co-star, David Niven. The vehicle, the Seventh Veil. Until then, this is Charles Martin saying, a call for Philip Morris is a call for real smoking enjoyment.
Is under the direction of Elliot Lawrence. This is Joe King speaking, and this is the CBS Radio Network.